my God. Thank God you're finally back. Yes. Yes, sir. It's still inside me. And still on full power. And I'm sure you can hear. I came 6 times, Your Honor. I asked each one out loud, but the voice recorder has instructed. Now, could I please... Yes, Your Honor. It's very sensitive now. And it's still being stretched open by this extra large vibrator. So if I could please have permission to remove it, I would be most grateful. Right. It's keeping the bailiff's love juice inside of me. No, I haven't forgotten. I'll keep it inside. I see you've filled my whore wife's mouth again with the extra large penis gag. I trust her oral skills were to your satisfaction during the recess. I'm glad to hear it. Then perhaps you could find the kindness within your satisfied heart to allow me to at least turn off the vibrator before I... Oh, oh God. Oh, too late. I'm coming again. Let the record show that I just had my 7th orgasm. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. You're too kind. Oh. The prosecution's first witness, right? Yes. I'll take my seat. Point of order. Sorry to interrupt, but let the record show that the bailiff have just bent my whore wife over the desk and started to fuck her, love box. Sorry for the interruption. Please, please proceed with interviewing your witness. Sorry. Point of order again. Let the record show that the bailiff has begun alternating between thrusting into my whore wife's, pleasure ditch and my mouth. Objection, Your Honor. He's leading the witness. I request that the last statement be stricken from the record. Thank you. Yes, sir, it does indeed taste like my whore wife's hatch. Objection. If I have to say thank you after every thrust, it would surely excessively interrupt the court's proceedings. Thank you. No, not you, the judge. Thank you for agreeing, Your Honor. Point of order. Let the record show that the bailiff has ejaculated onto my wife's ass crack and instructed me to lick it up. Yes, Your Honor. I'm ready now. Permission to approach the witness? Thank you. Mr. Thick, you claim that you... Yes, of course. Let the record show that I will be relating Mr. Thick as I question him. Mr. Thick, how often do you go specifically searching for free use servants who are already busy with important chores? Seeking to inconvenience them as much as possible. Sorry. I'll rephrase. Mr. Thick, would you agree that it's accurate to say the demands you make of the free use servants more often than not significantly hinder the servants from being able to perform the tasks they are currently doing? And would you agree this is due to some sort of deep-seated resentment of women born out of personal sexual inadequacy? No? Are you sure? Is this not the behavior of a man suffering from, for example, an embarrassingly fast case of premature ejaculation? Oh, how fast. Let the record show that while in normal circumstances, I would be required to snowball an oral cream pie into another free-use servant's mouth for them to swallow, as there were no other free-use servants with an unoccupied mouth in the courtroom. I swallowed Mr. Thick's jism myself, in accordance with the 2018 Amendment Clause 7.2 of the Free Use Charter. No further questions, Your Honor, and if it pleases the court, I would like to call my first witness, Mr. B. Cummings. Now, Mr. Cummings, what were you doing at 10:45 on the morning of January 26th? I see. Could you please tell us what happened during your visit to the Quickie Mart to the best of your ability? And you can see that fat-ass free-use slut in the courtroom today? Let the record show that Mr. Cummings has pointed to my whore wife. Now, Mr. Cummings, what exactly did you do when you spotted my whore wife stacking the shelves in aisle 3? And what exactly was the nature of the sexual request you made of her? I see. So, Mr. Cummings requested vaginal intercourse with my whore wife just 10 minutes before the alleged offense with Mr. Thick took place. Oh, fuck. Let the record show that the prosecution has shoved his rock-hard John Thomas right up my, starfish and is now roughly sodomizing me. Mr. Cummings, for the benefit of the court, would you please now describe in explicit detail your experience having sex with my whore wife? Ah, I see you really took her to Pound Town. Really stretched her out and fucked her for all she's worth. How did her body react to that, I wonder? She squirted all over the floor, you say? How remarkable. Then what did she do after you had emptied your balls into her tight slit? She went and got a mop. Now why? Ah, why would she do a thing like that? Ah, yes, because she considered the puddle she created on the floor to be a dangerous slipping hazard. No more questions, your witness, sir. No, of course, you can keep destroying my back door while you cross-examine my witness. You don't even have to ask. You just wanted to hear me say it. Fair enough. Objection. Mr. Cummings was in such a state of post-orgasmic bliss at that moment. You can't seriously expect him to recall the exact diameter of the puddle created by my whore wife's squirt. This is ridiculous. I understand that the size of the puddle was important. I've studied the relevant OSHA case law too, but my whore wife is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. If we cannot accurately determine the size of the puddle, that is not my client's problem, but yours. Oh, let the record show that the prosecution pumping my innards full of hot, thick anal cream pie, and is instructed to use a secondly equal large vibrator to keep it plugged inside. Oh, God. God, I'm so full. Another recess. Now? No, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. Very good, Your Honor. Turn them both on? Yes, sir. No, I can take it. Yes, Your Honor. I'll wait here, counting my orgasms again, until you all return. And my whore wife? You'll be making use of her throat again? Yes, of course. Nanny and all of her holes are yours, whenever you want. I'll see you in a short while then. Fuck, I'm so full. Fuck. Orgasm number 8.